This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, investigative journalist Steve Kirsch has held over a little bit into this hour with us. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear, about to take over in the next hour out of Owen Schroer in the war room. But Steve Kirsch, why don't you have a chance to put bookends on the bombshell information you were laying out last hour?
These vaccines are basically killing more people than they're saving. We're seeing evidence of that everywhere. The myocarditis rates are off the charts. I did a survey of healthcare workers. I've got 1,000 healthcare workers. These are doctors, nurses, pharmacists. And the survey showed that this was never a pandemic of the unvaccinated, not before and not now. And I asked them about the myocarditis rates, and most people said that the myocarditis rates are way, way up after the vaccines rolled out. And so it's not what people have been led to believe, that, oh, it's going to save you from myocarditis. Everybody's been seeing either higher or way higher rates of myocarditis after the vaccines have rolled out. So it's not true that the vaccines are having lower rates of myocarditis than COVID. This is just a myth. I mean, we've been fooled by the CDC, and the advice from the CDC is terrible. In fact, if you were to do the opposite, if you were to actually get early treatment using ivermectin and other drugs, I mean, ivermectin was the reason Japan was able to solve their pandemic. I mean, the number of people dead in Japan per day is like one or zero now. And that happened after they rolled out ivermectin.
And what is the same in a bunch of African countries? Like, the countries that did it have no problem, those that didn't are devastated?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's shown. Right, you never see a news story of somebody who was treated with an early treatment protocol that used, say, ivermectin or fluvoxamine, who ended up hospitalized and dead. I mean, I've never heard of a case where somebody died who was treated early. The Fried and Tyson early treatment protocol was offered to the CDC back in March of 2020. March of 2020, not 2021, March of 2020. And the CDC and the FDA and the NIH basically ignored it. These two physicians have treated over 7,000 patients and have zero deaths. Zero deaths.
Let me ask you this in closing, Steve. How do you see the system getting out of this? I think they've really dug their own pit here.
I think it's going to get I think Joe Rogan – Peter McCullough was the highest views on Joe Rogan was the Peter McCullough episode. And I think Robert Malone will break through that. And if RFK's on Joe Rogan, that will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. So I think Joe Rogan can actually single-handedly shift this balance. But it's also that healthcare workers are so distraught by what is happening that they are willing to go out and risk their entire career and to risk being delicensed because they are so appalled by what is going on. Like Nicole Bellin, she's a pharmacist at Safeway. She says, these shots are killing people. I refuse to give these vaccines anymore. I quit. And she was on camera doing that. She is now being pursued. They are trying to take away her ability to be a pharmacist by taking away her license.
Incredible. We should hold her up and celebrate her and make her a champion instead of an example of our weakness. All right. Thank you so much, Steve Kirsch, .substack.com. Steve Kirsch, thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Sure. Thank you very much, Alex.
Wow, powerful information. Thanks for coming on, Steve, at short notice. Man, wow, got to read his stuff, got to share it. And, yeah, big stuff with Joe Rogan tomorrow. Very excited about that. I want to play this nurse who knocked it out of the park in Louisiana, exposing the tyranny when we come back. And then the one, the only, Harrison Smith's taking over. Please don't forget, today's the last day. Free shipping, double Patriot points. Up to 60% off on great things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force, and more. That big sale that keeps us on air ends tonight at midnight at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be back. Stay with us.
I'm cutting this announcement on the morning of December 28th, 2021. And that means you've only got until Thursday morning, or less than 2 days, to take advantage of the biggest sales of 2021. Up to 60% off on our best-selling products, double Patriot points, and store-wide free shipping. DNA Force Plus is about to go off sale. Vitamineral Fusion is about to go off sale. Ultimate Bone Broth that we finally got reformulated and back in stock, it is going to be ending its sale, along with more than 50 other products at InfoWarsStore.com and the free shipping. So you've got until Thursday to get the best deals of 2021, and they're gone and they're over. We were going to run them through to the new year, but most of these products have almost sold out. A lot have already sold out. So thanks for keeping us on the air. These are great products. It's a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com.
My name is Colette Martin. I'm an RN, I have 17 years, 12 years oncology. In the past 5 years, I've been a float resource nurse to all the different floors in the hospital. I'm extremely concerned with the idea of mandating this vaccine for our children. The reactions we're seeing in the hospital with adults are terrifying, and they're being ignored. Just some examples of post-vaccine reactions are blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, encephalopathy, heart arrhythmias such as atrial fibrillation. Also in the elderly, we're seeing an increase in falls, syncope, acute onset of confusion with unknown etiology. Also, two young and healthy coworkers I know had vision changes, tingling and numbness to lower extremities they're still dealing with. Another coworker developed DVTs. I personally had a patient die 3 months after his vaccines of pericarditis, which we know is a known side effect. Diagnosed 30 days after his shot, no mention to VAERS. Majority of our nurses, nurse managers, and some doctors do not even know what VAERS is. I've spoken to our chief medicine, managers, other nurses on why we're not reporting to VAERS, and the most common response is, what is VAERS? It's a topic that's very difficult to address in the hospital setting. I bring up my concerns and repeatedly get dismissed. I've been told, I'm sure someone is investigating this. Well, if we aren't, then who is? Especially since Pfizer ended their study just 6 months after the trial started. I also have been told that VAERS isn't the best indication of vaccine side effects. Well, if that's the case, what are we supposed to be looking at? Over 18,000 deaths, a million permanently disabled, and the CDC admits only 1 to 10% of reactions are even being reported. And we know the hospitals are not reporting anything. This is not just where I work. I have many nurse friends in other local hospitals in the southeast Louisiana say the same thing. What I also find is highly disturbing is our treatment protocol. I truly believe our protocol is killing our COVID patients. When I ask other nurses their thoughts, they agree. At this point, doctors will admit our main treatment is not working, but it's all we have. We know that's simply not true. It's just what the CDC will allow us to give. Our hands are tied. Back to our children, though. We have chemotherapies that we know have side effects causing blood cancer such as leukemia in 10-plus years after giving the drug. We know this because we have real long-term trials on these drugs. We are not just seeing severe acute reactions with this vaccine, but we have zero idea what any long-term reactions are. Cancers, autoimmune, infertility, we just don't know. We are potentially sacrificing our children for fear of maybe dying getting sick of a virus with a 99% survival rate. Our children are not even at risk for this. As of now, we have more children that die from the COVID vaccine than of COVID itself. And then the health department to come out and say the new variant has all the side effects of the vaccine reactions we're currently seeing. Now, it's maddening, and I don't understand why more people don't see it, and I think they do, but fear speaking out, and even worse, being fired. This is not something easy for me to come up here and speak about, but I feel deep conviction about speaking truth and what the nurses are seeing behind those hospital walls. This is not about adults who can choose to research or not. This is about our helpless children. And when I look back on this in 20 to 30 years, I have to know that I did everything I could. And I'm asking you to please ponder this. What side of history will you be on? I have to know this madness has to stop.
Wow, incredibly, incredibly powerful stuff. There's a story at InfoWars.com. WHO warns of global healthcare collapse they triggered with COVID hysteria. That's this program. Very, very happy to be here with you. My name is Harrison Smith, hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Of course, my program is the American Journal each and every weekday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I think maybe everybody's noticed at this point something very strange is going on in the world of mainstream media and COVID hysteria. They're changing their minds for some reason. What's happening here? We'll try to puzzle through that in this hour because it seems like they're just I don't know what it is. They may just be panicking in their reaction to Omicron and the fact that now evidence is coming out that the vaccine not only doesn't prevent you or doesn't stop you from getting the Omicron variant, it actually might make you a little bit more likely to get it. And actually, if you don't get the booster and you got the previous shots a couple months ago, you're more likely, you're more susceptible to the virus. But if you get the fourth shot, now scientists in Israel are saying that your immune system will have suffered irreparable damage the more shots you get. I think they may have run themselves into a wall. I think they may be in a little bit of trouble and panicking how to get out of it. And I guess their reaction is just to do away with all of the stuff they've been saying this whole year. Trust science. It's all about the science. Now the science is rapidly changing and actually not that important because there's people out of work and we need to get them back into the office. It's really incredible the admissions that they're making. And I have plenty of videos to show you just from the last day or two that shows extreme reversals to all of their policies that they've been implementing thus far. And I was saying on my show this morning, you don't get to pretend like you're just realizing this. You don't get to pretend like you've just had a revelation and that you didn't realize all of the negative consequences to what you mandated for the rest of the world. We've been telling you this since the beginning. We've been telling you this since before you even implemented the policies themselves. So you don't get to just pretend like we're all coming to this revelation all together. And, you know, like Jennifer Rubin from The Washington Post saying, you know, I think this might be, COVID might be something that we just have to live with. We just have to learn to live with this. Maybe we're not going to defeat this. You're looking around like, yeah, we know. Yeah. We know. Welcome to the team, but admit you're wrong. Admit you were wrong the whole time. You have to face the facts that everything you've been saying this entire time has been utterly baseless. And everything that you've been implementing has been completely counteractive to your stated goals. You've made all the cases worse. The lockdown has just absolutely destroyed the entire world. Starvation has already begun. 150 dead in Tigray. That's the latest report, with a million on the cusp, waiting desperately for the largesse from America and other Western countries. That's not going to come because, as Alex Jones has said oh so many times, when the first world collapses, the third world starves. And it's starting, folks. China, major moves happening there. Very, again, kind of strange. You never really know what's true and what's not coming out of China, but thus is existence in an authoritarian regime, in a communist regime. Is it real? Is it pretend? Will anybody tell the truth? No, of course not, because they're all controlled. So we just have to go with what little information that we do have. Of course, the biggest story is that Twitter has now suspended the creator of the technology upon which the mRNA vaccine is based, Dr. Robert Malone. It's still a little bit unclear to me what his last post was or what he was kicked off of Twitter for. I don't think we've gotten the official word on that, but we do have our agents out there in the field, and I've been shared a very, very powerful video that I'm told was the reason that he was kicked off. It's actually a 40-minute video, so we won't be able to play the full thing here, but I cut out the first about 8 minutes, and I'm going to play that for you in full. It's a video from a group called the Canadian COVID Care Alliance, and from what I understand or from what's been told to me, this was the video that actually got Dr. Robert Malone kicked off of Twitter, which is why we'll be showing it here, because hey, that's what we're here for, isn't it? Banned.video is called banned.video for a reason. When things get banned elsewhere, they always have a nice, comfortable home here on InfoWars, banned.video, NewsWars, and all of the amazing outlets that we have. That, of course, is all funded by you by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's really kind of slowly but surely becoming one of the most powerful weapons in our fight against globalism, banned.video, as we bring on more and more people. Two new creators were just added to banned.video. We're getting more on every day, it seems, onboarding them, getting them to upload videos. I mean, banned.video is going to be an archive of the truth, just in a internet awash with lies. It really is a powerful thing. And of course, it's all thanks to you. We always talk about putting on the shows and the reporters and InfoWars.com. Of course, that's all funded by InfoWars Store. But Band.video is really the sleeping giant that is just now stirring and ready to awake. So very, very interesting stuff to talk about. and all of these changes with COVID-19, all of these interesting revelations that all of these lockdown leftists are suddenly having today. What could be behind it? What could be the cause of it? Is it purely political? Is it economic? Well, we'll answer some of those questions. We'll also talk about some of the economics of the vaccines, because reports are now that by 2022's end, and this is probably a lower end estimate, it'll be something like $124 billion that Pfizer and Moderna have made from these shots. $124 billion. A lot of times we talk about these numbers, but we don't really have anything to attach them to. And what does that even mean, $124 billion? What could you buy with that type of money? I'll tell you, I'll explain to you in human terms exactly the sheer level of fortune that has been expended from your tax dollars into the pockets of pharmaceutical masters. And don't they deserve it? Don't they deserve it, folks? Don't they deserve $124 billion for poisoning the planet and giving us a vaccine that doesn't work and actually destroys your immune system? I think they deserve $500 billion. Why not? Money isn't real. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm the host of the American Journal here on InfoWars, band.video, of course. Strange goings-on in the world of mainstream media and the COVID establishment right now. Everything seems to be in flux. Everything's changing. Everything is nonsense. Of course, that's nothing new, but it's reached new and absurd levels, and I'd like to talk about some of these now, and I think we can put our finger on why this may be happening. From Disclose TV on Twitter, Washington Post calls for shifting focus away from cases to measure the impact of the virus at a time when daily COVID-19 cases in the U.S. approach pre-Biden levels. Yes, folks, after 2 years of focusing on the number of cases that we have as the primary measure for how we're doing against COVID, suddenly, as Joe Biden is in office, we're reaching new levels we've never reached before. Now they think it's time maybe we stop counting cases, you know? You know, they've had to think about it. They've really talked it out, and they think, you know, maybe cases just isn't the best way to measure this now that they're exploding under our watch. And maybe that's, you know, we'll turn our focus away to something else. Jennifer Rubin says, as we recognize that COVID-19 is not deadly or even severe disease for the vast majority of responsible Americans, yes, we're all realizing this at the same time. Nobody's been saying this for the last 2 years. Nobody's been saying this since before COVID even landed on American shores. No, we're all Jennifer Rubin. We're all bunch of morons, 2 years late to the party, and we're all just now realizing that COVID has a 99.5% survival rating for most of the population. The younger and healthier you are, it's actually higher than that. And we're just now figuring this out. All of us, all of you, me, we're all just figuring this out right now. Nobody said this before. That's what they want you to think, because I think they're, in a way, they're still kind of acting like they have total control of the media. Like, they're acting as if InfoWars doesn't exist. They're acting as if you can't get this information except from them. So, in that way, they get to pretend like we're all coming to this realization all together. No, moron, we've known this the whole time, and now it's convenient for you to recognize that this is real because, well, otherwise you would have to face up to the fact that actually now the vaccinated are the ones spreading the disease. The vaccinated ones are the ones that are more likely to get it. They're just as likely to transmit it, if not more likely. We know this from, you know, all the studies that are coming out now. Of course, Alex was talking about last hour, the Denmark test that came out showing the negative effectiveness of the vaccines after, like, yeah, about a month or so, 2 months, something like that. So I went over it today. Just the timeline of the vaccines is really kind of ridiculous. You get the first vaccine, then you got to wait 2 weeks to get the second one. And I guess you have to wait 2 weeks to get the third. You're unvaccinated throughout all of that. You're still unvaccinated for 2 weeks after the booster shot, I guess. I mean, who knows how these laws work or rules or whatever you want to call them. But that's like, you know, that's a good like month and a half that you're getting vaccines, but you're not vaccinated. And then 2 months or 2 weeks after your final vaccine, you're officially vaccinated and you're good, man. You can still get it. You can still transmit it. But you might potentially, we think maybe kind of have slightly less symptoms. We're pretty sure for a couple more weeks. And then actually you have negative efficacy where you're actually more likely to get it, more likely to experience worse symptoms. So get your vaccine, because after a month or so, you get a couple weeks of maybe some protection, and then everything gets worse, and you're actually falling for this, for a disease with 99.5% survival rating. It's been known the whole time. None of this is new. They're pretending like it is, and there's reasons for that. COVID news, U.S. daily record for cases broken as the third year of the pandemic loomed. The seven-day average of U.S. cases topped 267,000 on Tuesday, according to a New York Times database. The milestone was marked after a year that whipsawed Americans from relaxation of the rules in the spring to a Delta-driven summer. It's just imagine your life being defined by these psychopaths' fabricated outrage or fabricated panic. I feel sorry for you if that's the case. And honestly, it's the case for a large percentage of the American people. You can see it just by walking around now. Places that were full of life, no masks at the end of November, now are empty with people wearing masks. I mean, they're scared. They're scared by this. They're puppets that are pulled around by strings, manipulated by people who despise them. And then they wonder why they're miserable. It's actually not that complicated. Of course, Echo Chambers with a Z on Twitter says, a few months ago, Jennifer Rubin was insisting that we strip the uninjected of their rights because they were a breeding ground for the dangerous coronavirus variant. Now that she's a breeding ground, she thinks she deserves rights. Isn't that interesting how things change when they're on the suffering end? How very convenient for them. But it's not just the vaccines. It's not just the efficacy of the vaccines or the lockdowns or the social distancing or the isolation time. I mean, they're changing all of it willy-nilly, completely at random and capriciously. But it's not just that. It's the masks as well. Let's go now to video A here. CNN experts straight up admitting cloths don't work. They've never worked, and they're pretty silly, and they're laughing at you. Let's watch.
Cloth masks are not appropriate for this pandemic. It's not appropriate for Omicron. It was not appropriate for Delta, Alpha, or any of the previous variants either, because we're dealing with something that's airborne.
yeah, we know. Yeah, we're well aware of this. Thank you for torturing us for 2 years. Thank you so much for ignoring what we've been saying for so long and then acting like this is just normal, like this is okay. You can say, and this is, I was saying earlier this morning that this might be the worst part about being an info warrior. Not the knowing of everything before it happens, because that can be very frustrating when you're sitting here just shouting from the mountaintops, here's what's happening, masks don't work, the vaccine is killing you, nobody listens, nobody cares. That can be rather frustrating. No, the worst part is hearing worms like that Wynn woman act like, just with that big smile on her face, act like she hasn't been calling for people who don't wear masks to be imprisoned for the last year. She's just so happily, look, masks don't work. It's an airborne virus. Like, yeah, we know. We're well aware. Thank you so much for confirming what we've been saying for this entire time. Maybe somebody needs to be punished for this misinformation then. Nobody calling for masks is getting kicked off of Twitter, right? Nobody saying the vaccines are very effective and you won't get the virus if you get the vaccine. They're not getting kicked off Twitter. It's misinformation. I think we all can recognize that at this point. Let's now take a look at Biden's CDC director, old Miss Walensky over there, talking about why they decided to change the COVID isolation rules from 10 days to 5 days. Trust the science, folks. Let's watch.
So from what you're saying, it sounds like this decision had just as much to do with business as it did with the science.
Well, so it really had a lot to do with what we thought people would be able to tolerate. We have seen relatively low rates of isolation for all of this pandemic. Some science has demonstrated less than a third of people are isolating when they need to. And so we really want to make sure that we had guidance in this moment where we were going to have a lot of disease that could be adhered to, that people were willing to adhere to, and that spoke specifically to when people were maximally infectious. So it really spoke to both behaviors as well as what people were able to do.
Well, so you didn't realize that when they said trust the science, what they meant was psychiatry. What they meant was psychology. What they meant was that they have programmed with scientific precision just how far they can push people before everything goes down, right? That's actually, you didn't realize, that was the science they were talking about. The science of manipulation, the science of psychological subversion, the science of pushing you just far enough without pushing you overboard so they can pull back and get you comfortable again and then hit you again. Hit you, you know, kind of like an abusive relationship, kind of like when an abuser abuses, his girl and then later is so loving to her, it throws her into a sense of confusion and she doesn't know what to do. It's the same psychological program that wife abusers use on their wife. It's the government on the people. It's not that complicated.
Well, if InfoWars was battle-hardened and wounded and punished and tortured and demonized and lied about in the last 20-plus years, we've really gone through the most destructive year we've ever seen, but so is the country, so is the world. And InfoWars intends to go into the thick of the fight. We intend to get attacked. We also intend to win, but we can't do that without working together. So I wanted to thank all of you in this insane year of 2021 for your support and for your promotion of liberty and freedom. And I want to encourage you all to understand that we're not backing down and the Great Awakening is here. That's why the globalists are so scared. And I want to encourage you to take advantage of the best deals of the year that we were going to extend through the first, but we're selling out of basically everything. So we have to end the sales Thursday morning. So I'm cutting this on Tuesday morning. That means there's just 2 days left to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Alex Jones Show. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm the host of the American Journal each and every weekday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. It's our call-in show. And, man, do we get a lot of good calls. I try to take as many calls as possible, but it's difficult because they're so good. A caller calls in, he takes up the whole segment, and, like, I want to hear more from him. So it's really fun hearing from all the info warriors out there, and you guys are so on top of things. It's really kind of intimidating sometimes. Not sure if I'm worthy. And, you know, I always hear Alex Jones say that, like, I'm not worthy to be bringing you this information. And it didn't really click until somewhat recently when you really stopped to understand what's actually going on. And, of course, Alex and his guests were talking about RFK Jr., the book he wrote, The Real Anthony Fauci. I've been seeing rave reviews about that. And that's one where you go, okay, now, it's not just that Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates are kind of weird, creepy, you know, control freaks. No, they're mass murderers. And like, it's you can't deny it. It's absolutely true. It's proven. He brings receipts. I mean, it's there. And so you really, I go, man, I'm not, am I worthy to bring you this information? Am I really the one who has to be up here trying to get this across? Could somebody else other than me do it better? Because that's the point, right? The point is getting this information across. The point is getting this information to the largest crowd as possible. And of course, the InfoWarriors are a huge part of that, sharing the links. It's up to you to get around the censorship and all that. But of course, what starts here maybe starts with the InfoWars audience, as large as it is. It's still not the mass media, you know, reach that so many others have. But Dr. Peter McCullough going on Joe Rogan's show. Little birdies tweeting about Robert Malone going on the Rogan show. So much happens and gets through the censorship and breaks through the firewall that they have that starts here. And even the video that we showed at the beginning of this hour with the nurse speaking up. I mean, they've got to find this information somewhere. If we lived in a place like China, or if the Great Reset comes to fruition, InfoWars isn't going to be here and the information isn't going to be there. So it's just been incredibly powerful and incredibly It's been an incredible honor for me to at least play some part in this global awakening, because it really is happening. Of course, humans have a fatal flaw, I'm figuring out. Apparently we don't have memories. I always thought it was normal for people, because I can remember things that happened in January of last year, but apparently nobody else can. Apparently I'm the only one that remembers what happened last year. Because you remember around January of last year, it was the Biden COVID miracle, where they came out literally an hour after Joe Biden got inaugurated and said, oh, it turns out the PCR test totally doesn't work, actually. It's whoops, our bad. But now that Joe Biden's in office, I think we'd like to come out and let you know the PCR test, it can't differentiate between the flu and COVID. And that's why flu took a vacation last year. This is how absurd this is how stupid they think you are, I should say. The mainstream media, they literally are writing in their mainstream articles, the flu took a year off in 2021, as if diseases take a gap year every once in a while. It was backpacking around Europe. It took a year off, folks. Do you believe that? Or are you insulted by these things that they tell you, these blatant, obvious lies that they try to get across? No, it's absurd. So it's happening again. It's happening again. It's been about a year, but the COVID miracle is happening. Remember, Andrew Cuomo opened up New York a week before the inauguration happened. Gavin Newsom opened up California the day after the inauguration happened. The PCR test and many other things. So suddenly we're reversed as soon as Joe Biden was in office. Oh, gosh, turns out the whole thing it's not nearly as bad as we thought it was going to be. So sorry about that. But now that politically it's played its part, we can move on. I think that's what's happening here. Let me just read a few articles here. First from the Wall Street Journal. CDC's early COVID-19 test hampered by design flaw and contamination. Oh, dear. Who would have thought? CDC's investigation concluded that a section of some of the tests were contaminated with a synthetic piece of genetic material. Because of a design flaw, components of another part of the test sometimes interacted together and triggered false positives, according to results of an investigation published Wednesday in the scientific journal PLOS. To what percentage could these have been positive results? Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, the false positive rate in the third section of the test was 97%, investigators wrote. They found the two components would unintentionally combine together and register a positive result. Oh, whoopsies. Whoopsie daisy. Sorry, our bad. Just, you know, global pandemic, lockdown, destroying the economy, destroying just millions of small businesses, lives, you know, driving 900,000 people into poverty in the UK alone. Starvation already starting in the third world. Our bad. You think we would have tested the test first? But no, it's all just flying by the seat of our pants. And, you know, the only real reasonable options you're left with is these people are either grossly incompetent or evil. And I think I know where I land on that decision. These people are scumbags. On Wednesday, Walensky acknowledged the CDC's decision to alter the recommended isolation period really had a lot to do with what we thought people were able to tolerate. Yes, it's all about psychological manipulation. I guess they're just coming out with that now. And this story, where's this story from? It's from Politico. It just goes through, like, on Thursday, they said healthcare workers who tested positive would be allowed to return after 7 days. But then on Monday, they announced that individuals who tested positive and are asymptomatic need to isolate for only 5 days. They also advise that healthcare workers They just changed it. It's just all arbitrary. It's all capricious. It's all just at a whim. The new CDC guidance does not require individuals at the end of their isolation period to test negative for COVID-19 because they say the rapid antigen tests actually pick up the disease for up to 12 weeks after the initial infection. So really, you really can't trust any of these tests. And for some reason, they're coming out and announcing this now, probably ahead of some sort of really big push for more misinformation and insanity. How about this? After December 31st, 2021, the CDC will withdraw the request to the FDA for emergency use authorization of the PCR diagnostic panel. They say, in preparation for this change, CDC recommends clinical laboratories and testing sites that have been using the PCR test begin their transition to another FDA-authorized COVID-19 test. They encourage laboratories to consider adoption of a multiplex method that can facilitate detection and differentiation of SARS-CoV-2 and influenza viruses. Yeah, you know, 2 years after the start of the pandemic, maybe now's the time to have a test that actually differentiates between COVID and the flu. Wouldn't that be convenient? I mean, so I guess COVID just really is the flu. It really was just the flu for like a huge portion of the positive tests that said you had COVID. You actually had the flu. I mean, I guess that's what they're saying, right? Because that's what I'm reading, and I can read and understand things. So I think I get it. I think I understand what's going on here. So they're changing things with absolute impunity, acting as if we didn't know all of this before, and somehow trying to make this seem like we're all coming to this realization at the same time. No, we've all been on this side for a while now, and you're just trying to make it seem like you aren't world-destroying psychopaths. But we know better because we've been paying attention the entire time. And I swear, we're going to do it. I'm going to get a big jar, the Alex Jones is Right jar. It's not a meme. It's the reality. Because just like any like murder investigation, I've talked about this before, right? If you're investigating a murder and somebody says, yeah, on Tuesday I went to Wendy's, but really they went to McDonald's, that's a major red flag. It's a major red flag. Any lie like that in one of these major, you know, investigations, it's a major red flag because you don't just lie to lie. These people weren't just wrong by accident. They lie because they're hiding something. They're hiding their real intentions. They're hiding what they know to be true because they have some sort of ulterior motive for the information they're sharing. And that's the reality. And so what we expose to you isn't necessarily the lies. You should be able to see that for yourself because you've got a brain in your head. But what we're here is to try to explain what the purpose of the lies are and what they're concealing and what the reality is. I hope you support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. New Year's is right around the corner. Make sure you are well and prepared for your New Year's resolutions. Get some of the supplements that will help you carry them out. Want to try to fall asleep earlier in the new year? Try Knockout. Try Down and Out. You want to wake up earlier? Heck, try Turbo Force. Try the Wake Up America coffee. Alex doesn't talk about it. The t-shirts are $10, folks. The t-shirts are $10 on InfoWars Store, and you're getting free shipping and double Patriot points. You're practically robbing us. This is an invitation to steal from InfoWars because we're selling $10 shirts. I don't understand how they're that cheap. I don't get economics, but hey, they're available. Go pick them up. They're some of the finest t-shirts man has ever made. They last for years and years and years. I still wear ones that I bought 7 years ago on a regular basis. They aren't faded. They aren't ripped. They've really just gotten softer over time. They're incredible. But of course, the supplements are bombshell and incredible, and you really will benefit from them, especially if you're trying to fulfill some health-related New Year's resolutions. Now's the time to take advantage of the Christmas sale because stocks are running out fast and the sale won't last forever. And of course, COVID Land is the physical copy of the information that destroys the New World Order. And when you get it, you get two DVDs in addition, the Dark Secrets of the Book.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Harrison Smith. This is our final segment with you. Man, time flies. I'm thinking, a whole hour? Gosh, I'll cover stuff about the Fed. I'll cover stuff about transgenderism. Now, all we have time to do is to destroy the so-called scientific basis of all of these changes that they're making. But luckily, there's so much more to find on band.video and InfoWars.com. The news never stops, folks. And, of course, it's all brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I really try very hard, and it's difficult, I'll tell you what, to avoid any sort of drama in the right-wingo sphere of commentary, the dissident right over here. But, every once in a while something happens. I'm not even going to comment. All I'll say is this. InfoWars is the real deal. A lot of right-wing grifters get exposed and are being exposed for being absolutely nothing like the person that they portray. I hope you understand if you're a regular viewer of InfoWars, everything we do here is off the cuff. Everything we do here is as real as it can possibly be, right? And I think you understand that, and I always just think it's hilarious when left-wing activist groups are like activist hackers are going to find the secrets of the right wing. And it's like, oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, no, they're going to find my short films from high school, maybe. Like, there's no dirt. There's no dirt to find. There's no ulterior motives. There's no secret funding. It doesn't exist. All of our funding is InfoWarsStore.com. All of our information is right here in front of your face. All of our personality and our mindset, everything is on the table for you to see. And I think that's one thing that attracts people to InfoWars and makes it so easy to be here, because I don't have to play a part. I don't have to pretend to be something I'm not. All I am is outraged at the insane nonsense going on a continual basis around the world. And here I have a platform to pontificate on it. And I thank you so much for that honor and privilege. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air and help us to expand band.video as we're bringing on more and more producers, more and more reporters and investigators. It's growing and growing and really becoming a true juggernaut of truth, plowing through the ranks of misinformation that assault us on a continual basis. Now, of course, big news is that Dr. Robert Malone has been suspended from Twitter. He's not the only one, though. Twitter suspended Just the News founder for a report on the legal distinctions between the COVID vaccine. So they're doing a big purge right now. I want to take a moment to play a video that we believe to be the video that got Robert Malone suspended off of Twitter. And the whole thing's about 40 minutes long. It's by the Canadian COVID Care Alliance. I've retweeted a link to it if you want to share the full thing, and I encourage you to do so and watch the whole thing. But I want to play at least the first 5 minutes of it here because it's very, very powerful information all on its own. Powerful enough to get the inventor of the mRNA technology kicked off of Twitter permanently. And here it is. Let's watch.
The Pfizer inoculations for COVID-19 and why they do more harm than good. We're the Canadian COVID Care Alliance, and our alliance of over 500 independent Canadian doctors, scientists, and healthcare practitioners is committed to providing quality, balanced, evidence-based information to the Canadian public about COVID-19 so that hospitalizations can be reduced, lives saved, and our country safely restored to normal as quickly as possible. We support the doctor-patient relationship and personalized care, informed consent and treatment options, free and open scientific discourse, and safe and effective vaccines. It's important to understand the hierarchy of scientific evidence. When you're talking about proving things to be either safe or harmful, you need to rely on the best evidence. As you can see from the table on the right, a randomized control trial is level one evidence, the highest form of evidence there is. It's considered the gold standard, and it's the only way to prove that something is true. Models, which we've heard a lot of during the pandemic, are actually the lowest form of evidence, level 5 or lower, as they're considered to be expert opinion or speculation. Policy should always be determined by the highest level of evidence available, which is level 1. So first, we're going to talk about Pfizer's original trial report that came out in December 31st of 2020. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it showed 2 months' worth of safety and efficacy data. It described how the trial started, with over 43,000 people divided into a treatment group and a control group, and how for 2 months, they followed them to see who developed COVID-19. The report claimed that the inoculations were safe and showed 95% efficacy 7 days after the second dose. But that 95% was actually relatively risk reduction. Absolute risk reduction was only 0.84%. Many people don't know the difference between relative and absolute risk reduction, so we're just going to show you what that means. Pfizer reported that its vaccine shows a 95% efficacy. That sounds like it protects you 95% of the time, right? But that's not actually what that number means. That 95% refers to the relative risk reduction, but it doesn't tell you how much your overall risk is reduced by vaccination. For that, we need absolute risk reduction. In the Pfizer trial, 8 out of 18,198 people who were given the vaccine developed COVID-19. In the unvaccinated placebo group, 162 people got it, which means that even without the vaccine, the risk of contracting COVID-19 was extremely low at 0.88%, which the vaccine then reduced to 0.04%. So the net benefit, or the absolute risk reduction that you're being offered with a Pfizer vaccine, is 0.84%. That 95% number, that refers to the relative difference between 0.88% and 0.04%. That's what they call 95% relative risk reduction. And relative risk reduction is well known to be a misleading number, which is why the FDA recommends using absolute risk reduction instead. Which begs the question, how many people would have chosen to take the COVID-19 vaccines had they understood that they offered less than 1% benefit? So the first thing you need to understand about how Pfizer ran this study is that it didn't go according to their stated plan. There was an inoculated group and a placebo group of about 21,000 participants each, and they began the phase 3 trials in July of 2020. And the study was blind, which means the participants didn't know which group they were in. And this blinded trial was supposed to go on for 3 years until May 2nd of 2023. That would mark the end of phase 3 of the clinical trial. At that point, the trial would be unblinded, which means the placebo group would be offered the intervention if it were indicated and if they consented. But that's not what happened. Instead, after they had accumulated and released only 2 months' worth of trial data, Pfizer unblinded the study, which means they told all of the placebo and inoculation group participants which group they were in and offered the placebo group participants the option of moving over to the inoculated group. Most of them took Pfizer up on that offer, and the vast majority of the placebo group moved into the inoculated group. Which means that quite early in 2021, there was no longer a control group to compare the inoculated group to. Which means that for the rest of the trial, there's no way to assess long-term effectiveness or safety. Now we'll move ahead to Pfizer's 6-month report data, and that came out on September 15th of 2021. This report indicated an efficacy of 91.3%, which means the inoculated group showed a reduction in positive cases compared to the placebo group. But shockingly, the inoculated group also showed an increase in illness and deaths. Now this is a problem because there's no benefit to a reduction in cases if it comes at a cost of increased illness and death. Let's look first at the increased illness that can be found in the Pfizer trial data. On the right, you'll see Pfizer's efficacy numbers, which they present quite proudly in their report, and it shows a reduction of positive cases of 91% in favor of the inoculation arm of the trial. On the left is a table showing the adverse events from the trial. You won't actually find it in the report itself. You have to dig into the supplementary appendix in order to find it. We've included a link to it in the PDF version of this presentation. And this table is really concerning, because if you recall, the justification for the inoculations was to reduce illness and hospitalization. Yet here we see that the inoculation arm showed an increase in adverse events in almost every category. For example, if you look at related adverse events, which are adverse events that the investigators determined to be caused by the investigational product, there were over 5,000 in the experimental arm, and just over 1,000 in the placebo group. So that was a 300% increase for people who'd taken the inoculation. And when we look at severe adverse events, things that significantly interfere with normal daily function...
All right, folks, so we think that this was the video that got Dr. Robert Malone kicked off of Twitter, and you can see why. It's not because it's misinformation. It's because it destroys their entire narrative, and it's really incredible. There's 40 minutes of that level of bombshell information. It truly is incredible. The Canadian COVID Care Alliance, just that little portion at the beginning, just, again, devastates the entire narrative about the vaccine. And, of course, we can't have that. We must vaccinate everybody, so eliminate anybody that dares to tell the truth. That's where we are now, folks, and that's where we will remain unless we stand up and fight back against this. The best way for you to do that, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Again, the sale's going to end very, very rapidly. To me, one of the biggest things is the free shipping. If you have been wanting to order an air filter or a water filter, these are pretty big products. The shipping can kind of stack up. Now is the time to take advantage of these sales. Not only are you getting discounts on our best products, the free shipping is just another huge discount on top of it. We'll take care of it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com and order your supplements to help you carry out your New Year's resolutions, or a t-shirt to help you advertise that you are not a brainwashed moron like the rest of the sheep walking around here. And also you can get the COVID Land, the mask. That's the second episode of the COVID Land documentary series, and when you order that, you get Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, for free, hard copies that they cannot eliminate. Take it, copy it, share it, burn it, re-upload it, do whatever you need to get this information out, because that's what it's all about. I thank you so much for being here with me today. The War Room begins in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.